All right. So here we are, worldwide live through BBS Radio. Thank you, BBS, for making this possible on Memorial Day 2015. This is May the 25th. This is, as usual, a simulcast with a conference call. We have some people on the phone line. I welcome you all. And every time you hear a ding, that's somebody else joining in. We are still like 7 minutes away from the hour. So let us chat around for a bit. Thank you for being here, Dharmananda.
No, you're welcome.
All right. And I welcome the next caller. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Robin Ronnie from Glendora, California.
Hello, Robin Ronnie. Thank you for being here. How are you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
Fantastic. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
All right. That is Glendora represented, Southern California. All right.
That's right. Hi, hi. Hi, everybody. Sending you all love and kindness.
Hi, Rob. Welcome to the call, my friend. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Hey, hi.
Yes?
I'm having trouble pulling up the website for the healer.
Yes.
Can you try it? Are you at your
computer? Yes. Is there a link on today's message or not?
Yes. It's down at the bottom.
Okay.
You can get there through mysticwarrior.us.
Yes, because the link is not active. That is so.
And then click over to Energy Center Clearing.
Oh, okay.
Let's see.
Yeah, he's a great guy, Ed.
Okay.
Don't tell him I said so, though, Mike.
We should know.
Okay, well, the link says Energy Center Clearing on the Mystic Warrior website, whereas in Wynn's email it says Energy Center Healing, so maybe...
Yes, I see that too. I will reply to his email and see if he can correct this.
Yeah, the Energy Center Clearing, that's the one.
Energy centers,
it is a healing sort of thing. It's the removing of negative energy.
Yeah.
And he's good at it.
But that might be the mistake in the website address that when typed, maybe. Maybe that's
yeah.
Why I can't pull it up. Let me try just Energy Center Clearing.
Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Felipe, Long Beach, California.
Hello, my brother Felipe. How are you doing, man?
Good, and how are you, Heis?
Good, good, good. Thank you for being here.
You too. Hello, everyone.
Hey, Felipe.
Energy Center Clearing. Oh, that's fine. I don't know what it is. I can't pull that up either, but I do, when I go to the Mystic Warrior website, I can pull it up that way.
Yeah.
All right.
And it's funny because when I click on the link that says Energy Center Clearing, from the Mystic Warrior website, what's showing up in my address line is http://energycenterclearing.com. So that
right.
Should be, but I can't pull that up by itself for some reason.
Huh.
Welcome to the next caller. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
This is Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, Ice. Hi, everybody.
Good evening, Don, and welcome to the call.
Thanks. How are you doing today?
Thank you for being here. Good, good, good.
All right.
I just tried that link and I do an energy center and I change the healing for clearing and then I go straight to it.
You did go to it? Okay.
Yes.
I watched couple of Ed Spina's YouTube videos. He's got a bunch of stuff on YouTube.
All right, all right. Interesting stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Good evening and welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
This is Marilyn in Pennsylvania.
Hello, Marilyn, and welcome to the call.
Thank you. Hi.
Hi,
thank you for being here.
All right. How was yesterday's call? I missed it. Did you guys learn how to reinvent yourselves?
We had a good time with Uncle Terry. Dr. Friedman was present, and Dr. Friedman chatted back and forth. It was quite interesting.
Mm-hmm. Usually is when he's on.
Yes. And we had more people join in. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, Gail from New Jersey.
Welcome to the call, Gail. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Thank you for being here.
Did you have a good weekend?
Fantastic.
Good.
How about yourself?
Oh, yeah, we had beautiful weather in New Jersey for a change.
All right. I welcome the next caller. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Art in Los Angeles.
Welcome to the call.
Hey, hi.
Thank you for being here, Art.
Thank you.
Gilbert in Central Florida.
Hello, Gilbert. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. All right. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Bonnie in Corona, California.
Hello, Bonnie. How are you doing?
Very good. Thank you.
I thank you for being here. And so, 1 minute away only from the hour, I welcome all those people that are joining on BBBS Radio. We're waiting for the host still, Winfrey, and we have a very interesting guest tonight, which is... Wait just for a moment. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location. If you desire to do so.
Hey, this is Mike Diaz. I'm in Los Angeles.
Hello, Mike. How are you?
I'm well, Hayes. How are you?
Fantastic, man. Thank you for being here. And I welcome the person who just came in. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
This is Steve in West Palm Beach. Hello today.
Hello, Steve. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
All right. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Bob from Chico.
Hello, my friend Bob. How are you doing?
Fair to Midland, Hines. Fair to Midland.
All right.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, Terry Brown.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, everybody.
Hello, Terry.
Hi, it's a good Monday.
All right, so glad you're here, Terry. And we have a very interesting guest tonight.
Who's
that? All right. Welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Roger in Austin.
Hey, Roger. How you doing?
Hi, Roger.
Doing better than yesterday, not as good as tomorrow.
All right. keep going that direction. All right. And somebody else joined in. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Carrie in California.
Hi, Carrie. How are you?
Hi, I'm here.
Yeah, I'm glad you're over, neighbor. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location. If you want to, we welcome you. All right. Mm-hmm. So, Terry, you know if Vin is around?
Yes, he is. He just called me up and told me it was time to go on.
All right.
I expect him any minute.
All right, good. And welcome the next caller. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and look.
John from Las Vegas.
Hey, John. Hi. Welcome to the call.
This is Ed Spina.
Ed, good evening.
Hi, Ed.
How have you?
Well, hello, Ed Spina.
Hello, Ed.
Hi, Ed.
Hi, Ed.
Hi. Hello, everyone.
Hi.
Good to hear you.
Thank you very much for being here. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location. If you want to.
Hello, Shirley from Columbus.
Hello, Shirley. Good evening and welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Hi, Catherine from California.
All right. And somebody else joined in. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, hi. It is
Hello, Wynn. Wynn.
Hi, Wynn.
And I see
hi,
that Don Herman is here, Terry Brown is here, and our guest of honor is here. Hi, did you figure out who our guest of honor is today?
Yeah. And Ed has announced himself, so, yes.
Oh, he told everybody why he was here?
No.
No, I just said I just announced myself, like the direction said.
Okay.
Oh.
Geez, I didn't know you followed directions.
I try not to, but on rare occasions.
That was
only in traffic.
Is Terry Friedman here?
Hey, when you put the website wrong on the email.
Yeah, the link to add his website.
I put the website wrong?
Yes, you did healing instead of
yeah.
Clearing.
Clearing.
And energycenterclearing.com, is that what you're looking for?
Yeah, it was energy center healing,
yeah.
I put. Okay. That's what I get. You know, Terry is rubbing off on me. But I'm
no,
not
I'm
real.
Usually
okay.
accurate.
Why would you rub off on
yourself?
I showed Terry how to do something yesterday that was kind of somewhat sophisticated. And then she learned how to do it, and she said, "Oh my God, I feel like an adult."
Right.
Welcome to the 20th century.
Growing up.
Now, where is Terry Friedman's not here, right? Terry Friedman, are you here?
Well, Terry's not here
because he really wanted to be on the call, but he was having trouble finding a pen to write the number down. So I said, "Terry, can you remember this? Remember this?" He said, "Oh, yeah, I can remember it."
Oh, said, look at who is here. Good evening. Welcome to the call.
Hi. It's Uncle Terry.
And Dr. Friedman, great to have you here.
Thank you.
God,
Dr. Friedman.
The man of many names. I wanted Terry on the call, particularly tonight, because now, don't ask me the details, all right? Because I'm not going to tell you. But Terry, Ed, and I believe we've had a big past lifetime together.
And I want to start the
recording. Oh, you're going to start the recording. Okay.
All right, here we go. Right.
This conference is being recorded.
This is May 25th, 2015. Win free with...
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
In Sedona, and we have our special guest tonight, who is Ed Spina in Los Angeles. And we have our sub-special guest tonight. Terry, can I call you a sub-guest tonight?
Sure, why not?
Okay. It's Terry Friedman in Phoenix. And this is going to be a really special call, okay? You know what? Our Monday our calls are getting so amazing, and so many, not so many, but a handful of really spectacular people are being attracted to the work we're doing. And Ed is one of them, and I'm attracted to the work he's doing. And just to give you a little bit of background, I've known Ed for about a few years. And when we first met, we actually did a business thing. And in the business thing we were doing, Ed is an author. He has like healing audios and tapes, CDs. And he's talked on different radio shows, and he's lectured at expos. And he was involved in something called affiliate marketing. And affiliate marketing is where somebody introduces your product to their list. And Ed had developed a list of, about 5,000 people. And when we met, I kept telling him, Ed, why don't you put the pendants on your list? And at that time, we were kind of just starting on the pendants. And you guys don't know this, but when I started with the pendants, my idea was not to put it into our group. You know, I had sold very little in this group, and I've maintained a pretty high sense of integrity of not selling Elohim materials. By and large, the most important aspects of what we do are available for free. And we started doing the pendants in order to survive, okay? Because Terry has a house in Sedona, and she has somewhat of a medium overhead, and she wasn't making, there wasn't enough money coming in to cover the bills. So I started selling the pendants to stores in Sedona. And the idea was, you know, to get some stores in Sedona, supplement whatever else money, and then we could pay the bills. And I didn't talk about the pendants at all on our calls, not at all. And I kept them totally separate. And so I met Ed, and he was marketing his stuff on his email list. And of course, I had an email list. And I kept telling him, why don't you do the pendants? But I said, don't use my name, because I don't want to be associated with it. And his normal method of marketing with an affiliate is to send an email out that says, my good friend Wynn has these amazing energy pendants, or my good friend Joe has this course on getting over this or that obstacle, or whatever. But I didn't want him to say my good friend Wynn, because I was keeping my reputation totally separate for the work I was doing with the reincarnation of Edgar Cayce and the Elohim. And I didn't want to be a pendant huckster, so to speak. So some time went by, and finally, we were getting such good results from the pendants in stores, and people were raving about them, that I said, you know, why should I deny my list the access to this product? Because it's a great product. And so I ran it on the list. I started running it. This was maybe 2 years ago. I don't know. I lose track of time. Two and a half years ago. I started running it on the list and making it available and giving big discount codes so everybody could get it really cheap. And we still have discount codes. And if you're listening, you never got one, write this down. Wellnesspendant.net. Wellnesspendant.net. And the discount code is INFINITY. And you'll get a serious discount with a six-month guarantee. That's another thing. I gave a six-month guarantee, so how could I go wrong? But finally, Ed, once I ran it on my list, I told Ed he could use my name. So he did his normal email that said, my good friend Wynn introduced me to this product. And then he sold a bunch. And but you know what? He wanted me to run his stuff on my list. I said, no, Ed, I'm not going to do it. I don't want to start using my list for promotion. And I knew he had these healing CDs. I knew he had a book he had written that really has gotten a good response. And I told him I'm just not going to run it on my list, okay? I don't want to get into it. I don't want to run everybody's, you know. People that have lists, they develop a list. You know, a list is an email list. You know, we have a lot of people on our list that are getting emails every time I send them out. And I didn't want to start advertising everything. Another thing is, because we're working with such high sources, it's hard for someone, you know, people all want exposure to make money, but they don't usually recognize what we're doing. So it kind of degrades the energy of everything. So, and then I kept doing business. Then he started referring me to other people, and we were making a lot of money. I was making a lot of money. He was making a little percentage, but I was making a lot of money. And I actually resisted looking at his healing work. And I resisted it because so often this kind of stuff, energy healing, has negative energies attached to it. And I did not want to evaluate his work and come to the conclusion that he had negative energies attached. I didn't want to know. I didn't want to ask the Elohim. And we just let it go. And then, I guess about 4 or 5 months ago, it came to pass. There was a guy in Alaska named Fred Brooks who was having these huge negative attacks, huge. And he was affecting his health. He was afraid whether he was going to live or die. And so he had asked us for help. And he's been on our calls for a long time. And I did a session with Terry. And Terry, we sent some of the forces out to help him. And then Fred Brooks told me that he was working with Ed Spina. And Ed had really helped him. And I was asking him about Ed's work, and he was running it down. And I said, well, you know what? I didn't ask for this, but now it's in my face. And I said, you know, I know there's people in our group that really can use help. And I mean, we were doing readings, and readings were really great. And maybe we're going to do a short blitz of readings in the future. So stay aware, because if you get that opportunity, I wouldn't miss it, because it's extraordinary.
I think somebody disappeared here.
Yes, and his line is still on. Will you please go to? Oh, he's not home, huh?
Fine. He muted himself.
Oh man!
No one else could do it. It had to win. Had to mute himself.
Well, all right, Ed. Opportunity for you.
Okay. Well, I can corroborate Wynn's story, but the simple thing was Wynn wanted me to run this promotion for pendants on his list, on my list, and I said I'll be happy to, as soon as you run it on your list.
I think Wynn is back. Wynn, are you there?
Maybe
no,
not.
I was wrong. So
anyway,
please continue.
So that was basically it. And so he says, okay, I'll run it. And then when he ran it, he got good results. And I said, okay, great. Now that you've come out of the closet, I'll be happy to run it. And, you know, it was a very successful promotion because it has good, you know, it gives good value to the people that buy it. So that was the beginning of our business relationship. And then to corroborate Wynn's story about not wanting to run my energy center clearing packages, you know, that's true. And I said, Wynn, you know, this is legit. You know, check with the Elohim if you want. Check with anyone you want. In fact, I even said...
We lost you like 2 minutes ago.
Are you back, Wynn? Nope. Okay.
I see his line. Now, what I will do, I will give him a call, Wynn, on his cell phone. And so, Ed, if you continue, and Terry, be at standby for the mic, please.
Okay, yeah, Terry can we can talk. So I said to Wynn and trying to encourage him to offer him, you know, not represent me, but at least let people know what I do. I said, well, why don't you want to check with the Elohim, check with the Ra group, check with anyone you want. You got you. Probably from putting us on hold. Hello?
Hello, Ed?
Yes. Okay, is everyone
okay,
still
we're
on?
Back.
All right, because...
Everyone's on.
Okay, I was just corroborating your story about our business relationship initially with the pendants and then, you know, confirming that, yes, I asked Wynn to run to let people know, you let all his subscribers know about my energy clearing CDs, and he was resistant, and I said, well, please, ask the Elohim, ask the Ra group, ask anyone for corroboration, and if you have any people that are suffering especially, send them to me, and I'll clear them out, you know, as a favor to you. And that was kind of led us into where Wynn felt comfortable enough to introduce me to everyone, because he got some good stories back. So, Wynn, why don't you take over again?
Thank you. So in any case, I introduced Ed. I didn't really promote him. I didn't do a show on him or anything. I'm really careful. I feel a great sense of responsibility of anything I recommend to our group, because there's a sacred thing that goes on here, and I don't want to do anything for ambition or for reciprocation. I want to do it because I know it's going to help people. And so Ed, I started working with two or three, four or five people, I think, that I just recommended him to. And everybody was getting really good results. And then there was a couple of times, at least one time, where Terry was with Ed, and she was tracked. I'll tell you what happened. There was a fellow in our group that was a regular, and he had an attachment. And I knew he had an attachment, and he knew he had an attachment, and he was working around his attachment. You know what an attachment is? That's where an entity could be positive, could be negative, but attaches itself to your own field and starts sucking your energy. His name was Dave Agrant, and he was a regular on our calls, and he was kind of, you know, it was really helping him stay above the water level with his attachment. He never talked about it. But, you know, he died. He died about 3 months ago. And Terry kept looking at him, and his attachment was still connected to him on the other side. And in fact, Terry, what were you saying? So, Terry, are you there?
Yeah, I have to unmute myself slowly so the phone doesn't turn off.
Okay. So,
a lot of times what I do, if there's somebody I really like and they die, I track them and make sure they're okay as much as possible. And I track Dave, and I knew that people were really concerned about him and really loved him, and so I tracked him.
By the way, I want to tell everybody, it's really good to get Terry to like you, okay?
And he had been dragged into the underworld by his attachment, and I was really, I didn't know really how to help him. And so, but he really needed help. And so, Wynn, you can go from there.
So, I mean, actually, I thought, why don't the Elohim help him? And we could ask that reason. That's a good question we should ask him, right?
why do we need Ed to help? Why couldn't we just, we did ask the Elohim, and they didn't seem to be able to help. And in that situation, there are other situations where they have helped someone. So I know it's possible. But in any case, we really liked Ed. And if this was true, if Ed was trapped, not Ed, if Dave was trapped, I called Ed up and I said, Ed, I don't know if you've ever done this before, but I want to see if you can tune into a guy that died and help him, okay? And Ed, had you done that before? I can't remember how you answered.
I was familiar with connecting with people that had already passed over. Not the ordinary course of business, but it had happened before. So, but I knew it would be no problem.
And so so Ed then took 15 minutes of his time and came back and said, okay, everything is clear. And then he said, Dave noticed his energy. How do you think it looked to Dave? Did he see a representation of your body, or did he just feel an energy?
He just felt the energy, and I could, as I tuned into him, I could see the puzzled look on his face, like, am I really free? Can I really go? I said, yes, you're free, you can go, but before you go, let me call Wynn and get Terry on the phone so she can verify what happened. So he stuck around until Terry came.
So he stuck around, and so you could tell him that we sent you, right?
Yes, yes.
And that kind of made him trust you, I suppose, right?
Well, it wouldn't have mattered if you heal someone, if you unshackle someone, they're not going to. It's not a question of trust. They say, "Wow, you solved my problem. That's great. Thank you."
Right. So, Dave apparently needed to go up the column of light, and just to get out of where he was really fast, so they didn't grab him again. Right. But
well,
before
he wasn't going to be shackled anymore. He was free.
Yeah, but before he did, well, in any case, before
right,
he split,
and he didn't have to go up the column of light. I didn't see the column of light when
he
went up.
Mm-hmm. Well, in any case, maybe he didn't need to, because maybe part of him was already anchored in a high place, you know? And so he was anchored in a high place, but he still had an attachment. In any case, Terry confirmed that Dave was free at that point, and he was moving on. And, of course, you know, I've got my scientific skepticism always, and I'm always testing this. And I say, well, maybe Ed and Terry are in cahoots, and this didn't really happen, you know.
Yeah.
but I
feel very plausible.
I'm gonna give the benefit of the doubt that maybe it did happen, and then, you know, between the experience with Dave and the experience with Fred in Alaska, I started recommending Ed to some people, and then I'll give you an example. I hope Jim doesn't mind if I read this. He probably won't, because it's of service to others.
I don't know that you should bring in that. I don't think you should.
Well,
I really
don't think
you should.
Let me just see what it says, okay? And is Jim in the next room, Terry?
Yeah. Want me to go get him? But I don't think you should bring it up right now.
Yeah.
He asked for confidence.
Okay. In any case, Jim, I'll just read this one part, okay? I'm sure this is okay, okay? Ed's talk with me only adds credibility and continuity to what you say every Sunday in your healing call. I've never quite felt like this before, a feeling of openness and peace. Oh, yes. Once I felt this way after a retreat in New Hampshire many years ago, 4 days meditating in a cloistered garden run by the Benedictines with piped in medieval music, meager meals, simple housing. How interesting and how important. So I'm sure that's okay to read. Okay? In any case, and then Sija Hill, who is a regular on our Sunday calls, and she says, I can confirm that Ed's ability is amazing. He's one of the most powerful energy healers I have ever come across. His ability is more like psychic surgery. I don't know how he does it, but I think he may be able to heal people with serious illnesses. And she said, here's the email I sent Ed describing my experience. Thank you very much for the personal energy clearing session. It was worth every penny. All I can say is, oh, my God, you have a really powerful ability. During the session, as you were removing the negative energy, I kept feeling like laughing and felt joyful. Towards the end, I felt as though all my worries had disappeared, and I was in a happy, calm, bliss state. I could feel my aura around me for the first time ever. My body felt like it had been cleaned on the inside, and any blocks that were there had completely gone. The really unusual thing about your session is that your energy works on the organs as well as the body's energy, and you can feel the physical difference. My spirit feels vibrant and whole, but my organs feel as if they've been cleaned out. I had to go to bed after the session, as I'm very sensitive to energy, and I felt tired. I'm glad I bought the personal session. You have a serious gift, and you are by far most powerful energy healers I've ever met. I also think that you could remove illness, which might be an area to explore. It seems to me that your ability is similar to psychic surgery. And that's from Sija Hill. Thank you, Sija, for sharing that. Well, Ed, now that I've interviewed you, I think we can go on to the next thing.
Okay. Okay. Well, tell them where to find me if you want to
know something. No, I'm teasing you, Ed. I'm teasing you. I just wanted to set the groundwork and ask you, what are some of the experiences that you've had with people that you've worked with? Like CJ is saying about healing, you know, illnesses or things going away. What are some of the experiences that people have come back and told you after you've worked with them?
Well, in general, I never try to claim I heal any illnesses or that, me or any of the energy I bring through. I basically, all I do is promise that I will relieve stress, fear, anger, all those things that make you get stressed out so that you'll be peaceful and you'll connect with your highest self. You know, that's what I promise people because I know I could deliver that, you know, thanks to the mentors I've had. I can always deliver that. But there have been a number of instances where people that were healed, either temporarily they had problems or otherwise. And a humorous one is when I lived in Hong Kong, I had a girlfriend there living in Hong Kong, and I met this English couple. And he liked going to the English pubs, and we would go for beer. And one afternoon, when the four of us were going to get together, his wife, who was the one that originally met me at one of my seminars over there, she says, "Oh, I don't think we're going to make it. You know, Jim's got food poisoning. He's in bed, sick in bed, and you know, we're going to have to cancel dinner." I said, "Well, let's not jump to conclusions here. Let me just see if I can send him some energy." And so I sent him some energy, and then she called back like 2 hours later. Nothing about, everything seems fine. And then later that night, Jim and I went to the pub and had a few of his favorite English ales, and everything was, and we had steak dinner as well. So it wasn't, she was commenting, and she thought it was really humorous. Here's someone with food poisoning that's eating steak and drinking beer, you know, 5 hours later. So that was kind of a good credential. But other people that have had trouble sleeping, people that are depressed. There was one woman who wrote in that told me she was clinically depressed. A lot of times when people are depressed, it's because their pineal gland is closed up. So sometimes it gets calcified from inactivity. And that's also when people feel depressed, because the pineal gland is your key, your channel to your higher self. And so if you open that up, then you're no longer depressed. So she wrote back a very flattering testimonial for me that said, you know, she was happy again. She felt alive, and, you know, she had a lot of skepticism beforehand, but she said, but she figured she might as well give it a try. She was afraid it would be another one of those promise everything and never deliver, but she was just very happy it happened. And her, the thing that struck me was I could feel like my life is worth living again, and that I could actually find, you know, a soulmate or a mate to share my life with, and that life is worth living. So that was the nicest thing that I remember her writing.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, depending on the ailment, those are, you know, some kind of things that people write in about. And, you know, most people aren't required to write in, or no one's required, so I don't know how else everyone else, what other results are out there. Unless they write in, I don't know about it.
Now, how did you learn how to do this?
Okay, well, initially, I was a scientist, mathematician, computer science, and I was a venture capitalist, entrepreneur, and I had no interest in anything spiritual. And then I borrowed a tape that promised to relax me, Dick Sutphin's Past Life Regression. I wasn't so much trying to look into past lives or anything, but it said it would relax me, and I was a stressed-out entrepreneur. So I watched the tape. I went into an altered state. I remembered a past life in sufficient detail that I could write it down and verify the facts, and I still wasn't ready to jump on the conclusion that this was a past life, but I knew that I had been able to access information that I had no way of knowing, because I had no interest in anything spiritual, and I was no historian or anything like that. So I had access to this information. That's when I began my quest to learn how the secrets of the universe. And the earnestness with which I tried to find out the answers to these questions attracted the attention of my first mentor, who saw me, took me under her wing, opened me up, opened up my energy centers, and made it possible. I saw the world was totally different than what you'd ever guess it was on TV. And after a few months of working with her very intensely, most of my contact with her was telepathic. Well, I would feel her a tingling in my third eye and the center of my forehead. I would go sit down in an easy chair or lay down in my bed, and we would have conversations just like we're having right now. And when she got me to that point, then she disappeared as if she never existed. But the last thing she said was, in the future, you'll have other mentors that will help you on your path.
Where did she live in her physical body?
I knew her when she was in Florida, when I was living in Florida, and then she moved up into the New York area, somewhere up in the Northeast. But I don't know where she is.
Mm-hmm.
I have no forwarding address, phone, and worst
mm-hmm.
of all, I can't even connect with her in my meditations anymore, because she just cut me off. And that's the mark of a real master. When they get you to whatever point you're at, then they tell you your true master lies within. You're on your own now. And
mm-hmm.
that was, you kicked me out of the nest, and I had to learn. So
mm-hmm.
I studied energy healing and lots of different things with different people, and I had some very good teachers, but it wasn't until I met my energy mentor, Tommy, who he had a near-death experience, and when he came back, he had way more energy than anyone I've come across. So I already had a number of good techniques, but with him, he just pumped my energy up to levels that I didn't know, you know, were kind of possible, and that made it so much easier, where I can just wave my hand and send people energy. It's, you know, it's thanks to him. So I always give credit to my mentors for making it possible, for opening me up and pumping up my energy to make this all possible. And that's what my energy clearing CD and the work I do does. I'm basically transferring this gift. I'm passing it on to other people so they get
mm-hmm.
access to the same higher vibrational energy. And they can be stress-free and happy and joyful.
Now, when somebody gets a session with you, how long? You do this really fast, don't you?
Right. 15 minutes is all I need.
Mm-hmm. And for what Ed is doing, he charges very little, okay? He charges $40. And with that $40... you also get his energy clearing CD. Is it a CD or a download?
You can get either one.
Okay.
Get...
And just correct me if I say something wrong here. And
okay.
So you can play the CD and help reiterate. Yeah.
Wynn, this is Bonnie in Corona, California. I purchased one of Ed's downloads, and I've been working on with myself just going through the guided meditation, but I haven't cashed in my certificate yet and done one in person with you, Ed. Nice to meet you.
Great to meet you.
And so what if somebody has been practicing going through the motions, would it be quicker?
Well, the energy clearing CD has the same energy I send. It's not as intense as being on the phone or Skype or in person with me. So, that personal session is worth, many individual sessions and many times listening to the CD or MP3. And the advantage is if I see there's a certain block somewhere, then I can get rid of it, whereas the CD doesn't assume you might have a block in your liver or kidney or whatever the issue might be. So it will just keep going as if you're, the average person, as opposed to if I see there's a specific problem, then I fix it right there on the spot. Remove the block right there. So yeah, a personal session is always better than a CD.
Tell me, Ed, if a person's going to get a personal session, is it good for them to listen to the CD a few times and then get the session, or can they just jump right into the session?
They can jump right into the session, but I like them to listen to the CD just so they train themselves to feel the energy and know what's going to happen. But then even after they do the session, though, I encourage everyone to keep listening to the CD, because just like my energy mentor, every time you listen to the CD or get a personal session, your energy is going to get pumped up. It's going to be filled with this higher vibrational energy. And your energy bodies have to get used to holding on to that energy. It gradually, over the next few days, the energy will slowly come down again. You'll be better off than you started, but it'll come down. But then if you keep using the CD regularly, then it'll get pumped up. It'll slowly come down. Pumped up, slowly come down. But over time, it'll be ratcheting upwards. And you'll be holding on to more and more of this higher vibrational energy, and you'll be less and less affected by the external world and more of yourself. So they work hand in hand.
Thank you. I'm gonna give Ed's website, since I gave the wrong one on the email. EnergyCenterClearing.com. Energy Center Clearing. And can I give your phone number, Ed? Or you want them to contact you by...
On the website
okay.
Anyway.
Yeah. It's on the website, but his phone number is... hang on a second. You know your phone number, Ed. Tell them your phone number.
Okay. It's a Florida number, but I'm in Los Angeles, so keep that in mind in case anyone's on the East Coast or in the UK and want to call me at 3 in the morning. My number is 954-415-3490. And if you have a cell phone, texting is better than calling me, and emailing is still. But I get back to everyone who contacts me, however you get.
All right. And Terry Friedman, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Does that sound familiar to you?
Glad to meet you, Ed.
Great to meet you, Terry. Yeah, let's not focus on any past lives or anything like that, Wynn.
I'm not going to focus on any past lives. I'm just,
Very good.
I just wanted to bring Terry in because I wanted him to feel a resonance with you, because maybe he'll be open to having a session with you, okay?
Sure.
And I want him to, I want him in particular to listen in to say, I feel comfortable. And since we did have connection, I think it adds to everything, but it's not required. And I'll tell you what, why don't we open up the lines and see if anyone wants to... Oh, wait. I'm trying to think of the order of things. I'll tell you what, let's open up the lines and let people ask questions. And then before the call is over, you can bring in the energy for the group, correct?
Right, yes.
So we'll have you, How many minutes do you need to do that? Probably at least 5 minutes, right?
Yeah, five minutes. That would be fine.
So before we have Ed do that, we'll close the call with that. Let's see if I'm going to unmute everybody.
All callers are unmuted. All callers are unmuted.
Say.
If you have background noise, do star six so you can mute yourself, okay? And otherwise, we'll just leave everything open. Anybody? You know, Ed, I didn't mention this, but, you know, hang on. I'm just going to say this before I open this up again, okay?
All callers are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
One of the things you've had success with, I believe, is with both entity possession and implants, correct?
Yes.
Yes? How about clearing an environment, like clearing a house energy where there's negative energy in the house?
Yeah, you can. That's just as easy.
That's just as easy. Yeah. Okay, I just want to ask that. Many of us have those things. We have implants and we don't know it. And sometimes we have entities. And one of the reasons we keep going through something that is stuck and we can't seem to unstick ourselves is because we have an entity attached to us and it feels like us. When you have an entity, it doesn't feel like something separate. It feels like you. And you start to think you're the entity. But when you separate yourself from that entity, then suddenly a whole bunch of new energy comes in and you get the feeling of being really who you are. And am I accurate in the way I'm describing that, Ed?
Yes, you're free. You feel free.
You feel free. So now I'm going to open it up for questions.
All callers are unmuted. All callers are unmuted.
We just bought some on sale.
Yeah, that's a funny top. Like, you guys have a different top altogether, how your tops
work. Could somebody say the website again?
Energy. He's got supersonic coil on his.
Wait a second. Now, I want you guys to be quiet a second, okay? And the website is Energy Center Clearing. Energy Center Clearing. And anyone want to ask the other question?
Yes, I have a question.
Now, wait a second. I hear Carolyn Sabin on there. Carolyn,
yes.
Are you there?
Yes.
Go ahead. Ask your question.
My question is, I was in an accident a few years ago, and I had 5 hours of brain surgery and work on my leg, and I'm alive. But my doctors tell me that all my organs from my neck to my hip have been compromised by that blow. And they're functioning, but they're just not up to par yet. So I'm wondering if I had a session with you, could you work on that kind of thing?
Yes, I can work on it. I don't try not to promise anything, any physical ailments being healed.
No promises necessary.
No,
but I'm
no downside. So yes, it would be. It's always good to have it. The worst that happens is you just feel good.
Oh, thank you for answering my question. And I need to get this done because I'm still continuing my work in Uganda. That's where the accident happened.
Okay.
And I get over there and I'm too tired of doing my work, so this doesn't work. So
okay.
I will be contacting you. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Anyone else have a question?
Yes.
This is John from Las Vegas. I just wanted to know if it's ever necessary to have a second session, even if we're using the DVD regularly, or is that never necessary?
It's not usually it's not necessary, but like Jesus said, go and sin no more. If I clean out someone's entities and anything on them, and they go and sin, in other words, they do the same unhealthy things that got them sick in the first place, then they may get another entity on them or whatever happens. So they may need to get cleared out again.
I'm a case in point.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, that's a fundamental. That's what Jesus meant when he said, go and sin no more. It had nothing to do with morality. It had to do with I just healed you. Don't get to do the same thing that got you sick in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll stay clear. So, yeah, that's the same thing applies with every type of healing.
Anyone else have a question?
Yes. Yes, Marilyn. I'd like to know, is it possible to work with somebody else through the person that calls?
Yes, there's no problems. If you and there's no karmic consequences to me, because that was one of the questions I was concerned with. You know, if I send someone this healing energy, am I affecting their karma? Am I affecting their life? And basically, that's the mystic truism. Whenever you don't know what to do, you send love. That's what they say. Oh, we don't know if there's a consequence. Send love to everyone and hope they work it out. So that's what this is. This is just higher octaves of love. It's just massive amounts of very high octaves of love. There's no karmic consequences. So, yes, I can work on anyone, and I can send that energy to them. You know, if you say, oh, my husband is, he doesn't believe in this stuff, but he's in Uganda or wherever he might be, can you send him energy? Yes, sure. I can clear him out and make sure he's, you know, the best person he can be. So I don't need the permission necessarily to do that. I would prefer it if possible so that the person knows what they're doing, so that if they suddenly feel good, they don't attribute it to something that they're doing, not the reason for it.
I got two emails after the Sunday call this week.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
Where people put somebody in the light, similar to this. It's like, I believe, you know, I asked this question myself about that. Are you violating someone's free will? And the way it works, it's like putting someone in the light on Sunday, and they can either respond to that energy or not respond to it. You're not using any force or black magic to go into their space. And then we do that all the time on Sunday calls, and people do it for people they care about. And I get emails, and I don't have them in front of me, but, you know, somebody put somebody in the light, and then they got a phone call that said, God, I felt better than I felt in months. And they didn't even know they were put in the light. So I would imagine it's that kind of a thing, sending out a prayer energy and using Ed's ability to amplify the energy that's going out to the person. Okay? So I think that answers that question.
All callers are unmuted.
It's a good way to do it is to fall off on it.
Wait a second, guys, be quiet. I'm gonna mute you. Okay.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
Well, Hi's just muted everybody.
All callers are unmuted.
We have less than 5 minutes left.
Yeah, less than 5 minutes. Okay. Ed, we're gonna mute everybody. Thank you, Hi's, for staying on.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
All right, Ed, we got 5 minutes. I turn it over to you.
Okay. All right. I'm going to open up a portal and send energy to everyone on the call. So as everyone's listening, you can just slowly take a few deep breaths. Breathe in deeply at your own natural rhythm. And as the energy is, as you breathe in, understand that you're not just breathing in the air, but you're also breathing in this love, this higher vibrations of love, which is abundant in the universe as soon as you can tune into it. And I'm just trying to help focus it to everyone on the call here. And I know that it's people because I can feel the discordant energies that are coming to people as it comes in. When I'm clearing people, it feels to me like a cat that doesn't want to take a bath. All the stress, fear, anger, all those discordant energies don't want to be in this environment where it's so full of love and harmony, and they get jittery, 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 and then I just take my hands and pull them out of the person. That's like the first step, just getting rid of the surface discordant stress and bad energies. So I can feel it coming out of the people just on the call. I can feel it's like this energy is coming from within your own inner self, and it's bubbling out, and all the stuff is coming out. And usually when people are releasing energy, it comes out in waves, like the layers of an onion.
So that's what will happen. You'll continue releasing over time. And I'm just going to try to clear off whatever has come off of everyone now so it doesn't, you know, fill up your homes or wherever you're calling in from with this energy. And the other thing that I get, especially if it's in a group, but more so in person, is I can feel when people's hearts start opening up and they start sending love, especially if I'm on stage and everyone else is radiating love from the audience. Well, I can feel that now. Well, I can feel people's hearts opening up and radiating love out. And this is very effective when we have everyone in one contained room. And I imagine it's very similar to being on the call here, because some people are radiating love. Everyone else gets stimulated by that love, and it prompts them to open up their heart if it hasn't opened already. And it's like popcorn popping. One pop, the whole room and the whole call gets filled with love. So I can already feel it here. So I'm just going to try to clear off the discord energies because we only have a few more minutes. I want to try to pull it out so it's not staying out there. And here, well, if I have 30 seconds, everyone can do something very, very similar to this. Just visualize yourself or your grandmother, your husband, whoever it is you want to send loving energy to. Visualize them right in front of you, a little 6-inch version, and make a snowball. And make a snowball out of love, absolute, unconditional, infinite, divine love. And as you pack that love in with your intention into the person, it will affect them. They'll feel it. It's more effective than trying to say prayers, in my view, because it's very hard to project energy out of your heart, but it's very easy to make a snowball. So everyone, here's a takeaway. Anyone who wants to send energy to anyone, including yourself, if you're the one stressed out from a tough day at the office, just put yourself in front of you, pack yourself full of love. And if you want an extra little wrinkle, use your hand as if it's a net and scoop out anything negative that might be in that ball of energy in front of you, which, you know, goes right to you. And you can ask God, the Elohim, the Ra group, Jesus, Buddha, whoever you want to take it away.
All right. You know what? We did it. It's 6:55. Ed, thank you so much. Let me just make sure they know your website, energycenterclearing.com, and your phone number is, go ahead.
954-415-3490.
That's a Florida number, but Ed is on West Coast time, so don't wake him up in the middle of the night, okay? Ed, I think your phone's going to be ringing off the hook, so stand by.
Well, that would be great.
And,
yeah, if they go to that website, they can get a free Escaping the Matrix audio book also. Just that's free. And there are also some other videos on there that are free that have the energy in them as well.
You know, Ed also, I didn't mention this, but he's written a book. It's called Mystic Warrior, and it's a fiction book, right? But based on your experience of the mystical workings of life, correct?
Yes, Mystic Warrior. Yes. Very well received by critics, won 2 National Book Awards, so it's a very good book as well.
Okay, so I'm going to unmute everybody. Let's all thank Ed for being here and working with us, and we'll have him back again. And Ed, anytime I keep telling you, come to our Sunday calls and add your energy to the call because it'll make a difference when you can. I know you do a group on Sundays, but now everybody's going to like you and miss you. So
all callers are unmuted.
Thank you, Ed.
Amazing. Thank you, Ed. Thank you very much.
You're wonderful.
Thank you, Wynn. Thank you.
For having him on this hour. Thank you, Wynn.
Good night, everyone.
Love light for everyone for all week.
Thank you, Wynn.
Thank you, Ed.
Bye.
Your conference recording has stopped.
Thanks, Wynn and Terry.
Thank you.
We'll see you
all.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thanks, thanks, Ed.
Absolutely amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah, check out sleeptoheal.com.
Okay.
Say it again.
Sleeptoheal.com.
Here we go. Dropping the calls. Happy Memorial Day, by the way.
Yeah, much love to everyone.
Much love.
Goodbye.